As we are now in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, first of all, the merits of the month. Remember, this is one of the first Shahr al-Haram, the first prohibitory months to be mentioned in the Quran. And it is considered to be a period of acceptance of hajat, of wishes, and a release from hardships. In these months, any virtuous or righteous act carries a greater reward. And in the same way, even the smallest of sins has a greater consequence. It is recommended in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah to fast on 3 consecutive days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And if you fast on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of Dhul-Qa'dah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that it carries the reward of 900 years of worship. Fasting on the 25th of this month is equivalent to 70 years of fasting. And maybe one of the best acts of ibadah is a 4-rakat salah, which is preferably recited on a Sunday of Dhul-Qa'dah. Recited as a pair of 2-rakat salah, and in each rakat after Surah Al-Fatiha, recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 3 times, that's Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and Surah Al-Falaq once, and Surah Al-Nas once. And once you've finished the salah, then 70 times say Astaghfirullah was'aluhu at-tawbah. I seek forgiveness of Allah, and I ask for tawbah, I ask for repentance. And then conclude it with La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Ya ghaffar, ighfir li dhunubi wa dhunubu jami'il mu'minina wal-mu'minat, fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. There is no power or strength except that of Allah, the Most High, the Most Great. O One who covers up, O One who forgives, forgive my sins and the sins of all the mu'mineen and the mu'minat. Indeed, there is no one to forgive sins except you. And this salah carries innumerable rewards. It's an absolutely amazing salah.